Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, September 28th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn down a penny and a half, December wheat down 2.25 cents, and November beans down a nickel. Currently, we've got the dollar down 11 ticks, crude oil up another 50 cents a barrel, up to 52.66. Looks like the Dow is going to be about 45 lower. The bonds are down about a half a point. Export sales this morning, just huge on the beans, 2.98 million metric tons, way above expectations. Wheat, 435, decent number. Corn light at 320. We did have a sale this morning of 233,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. The export figure this morning at 7:30 didn't really help the beans. We rallied like 2 cents off of that, but that was it. Certainly some harvest pressure out here. Weather looks pretty good. We don't see any problems out here. Chicago is going to be basically 75 degrees to 80 for the next 10 days. One chance of rain. We're very dry here. Yield reports keep coming in. Some are, you know, it's just this hit and miss thing. Where it's good, it's great. Where it's bad, it's not so good. We're seeing a few more better yield stories out there than we've seen in the past 2 or 3 weeks as we really get into the brunt of harvest. I think this week is going to be the biggest harvest push weekend that we're going to see out here. Again, we've got the report tomorrow. Most people think it could be a little bit friendly to the beans, a little bit bearish to the corn. I would probably agree with that. I don't think it's going to be a major mover, but if the funds decide to cover short corn and wheat, we could certainly see a strong day there. We really need to see the corn close back over 360, the beans over 980. Wheat, if we can close the week over 460, would be strong. So I'm hopeful that we can see something positive out here. But we're still fighting the same thing, harvest pressure versus the fund short corn. So, you know, it's hard to think that this market's going to go anywhere in a big way very quickly out here. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. Today, I would think we'd, you know, most people think we're going to be under some pressure here. I'm not so sure with the export sales announcements and just the general tenor of things out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.